Okay, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, pray for us in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we continue with the new era that Jesus has told Louisa, part two. And we're on volume 24, May 20th, 1928. Louisa begins, I was concerned because of the circular I received from the House of the Divine Will. So she received this letter from the House of the Divine Will. She says that was so much wanted by Venerable Father Francis de Francia. This is good. So longed for by him who did not have the consolation of seeing it completed and opened for the purpose wanted by him. So the purpose of opening the orphanage of Louisa Picaretta, the orphanage of St. Anthony, was for Louisa Picaretta. He said to Louisa, I want you to move to Messina. And Louisa said, Jesus doesn't want me to move to Messina. So she says, I have to stay in Corrado. So St. Honorable de Francia said to Louisa, then I will build you a house. So when you go to Corrado and you go to the St. Anthony's orphanage and you go to the chapel, the sanctuary is the bedroom of Louisa. And where the tabernacle is, that was where her headboard was. And she would be sitting there. She'd have the sisters open up the doors so she could look into the chapel. And in volume 25, when she gets to the chapel, gets to St. Anthony's orphanage, the place where St. Honorable de Francia wanted Louisa to live, but as she said, he didn't see it because he died by then. And so what happened was Louisa says, finally, after 40 years, I see you, Jesus. I am your prisoner and you're my prisoner. So you're the prisoner of the tabernacle. And I'm the prisoner, I'm your prisoner in this bed. So she says, I am so happy after 40 years, I finally see you again. Because when Louisa was younger, she spent a lot of time in front of the Blessed Sacrament. As a matter of fact, Father Bucci would show us the square. There's a square right where her body lies now in the archway of the Eucharist on the right of the main altar. And she would kneel there, and she would be, as a child, she would be absorbed in prayer before the Blessed Sacrament. And then when Jesus told her to go to bed, for 40 years, she was in which is now the Association Louisa Picaretta. And she was in her room for 40 years, facing the north, never seeing the sun for 40 years. And then finally, now she's in her chapel, or her bedroom, which is now the sanctuary. And she's adoring God and loving God and praising God. She says, finally, after 40 years, I'm finally here with you again. And then in volume 26, she goes out into the garden. And when you go to the chapel, always go out to the garden. Jesus says, this garden is a simile of the Garden of Eden. And you, Louisa, he says, basically, you're the third Eve. Not the Eve, the tempter, not the destroyer, as Eve was with Adam, but you are the restorer. You're going to help bring the kingdom of God back on earth as it is in heaven. The Blessed Mother is the second Eve. She was on Calvary, and she, instead of eating of the tree in the Garden of Eden, Eve sinning and then causing Adam to sin. Now Our Lady is at the tree where Jesus is crucified. So there's so many beautiful things that you're going to learn as you read and study the Book of Heaven. So she says, and now finally, according to what the circular said, the letter said, the day of its completion probably near was arising. So here, May 20th, 1928. And when she moved into the orphanage, it was October 7th. Which is interesting because that's the beatification day of St. Honorable de Francia, 1990, October 7th, which is the Feast of the Holy Rosary. And they asked her, Louisa, how long are you going to stay here in the convent? And Louisa said, for 10 years. 10 years to the day she left on October 7th, 1938. But this is where the, from again, volume 25 to 36, the last 11 volumes were written, in the presence of Jesus in the blessed, in front of the Blessed Sacrament. And they are the deepest, the most, most beautiful of the writings, because it's returning back to, the womb of the Father, returning back to our divine inheritance. So volume 1 through volume 10 is how to live in the will of God, how to, become a divine mirror of Jesus. Volume 11 through volume 19 is how to live in the divine will through the power of the Holy Spirit. And volume 20 through volume 36 is how to receive the divine inheritance of the Father, how to live this abundant life that Adam lost, now with the new Adam, Jesus, and the new Eve, Mary. So she says, so I thought to myself, is it really true that it is the will of God for me to go there? Because she, Jesus, here, St. Honorable de Francier wanted her to be in his, under his protection. And so she's saying, now that he's dead, is it really the will of God for me to go there? He says, and will these members of this household, will they be the true little daughters of the divine will? Will they be the beginning of the rising of the new divine era of the kingdom of the supreme fiat upon earth? So here's Louisa, debating, is this where it's going to begin? She's so anxious that the kingdom be established on earth as it is in heaven that she at that point thought it was going to happen now. So she says, but while I was thinking about this and other things, she said, my sweet Jesus moved in my interior and told me, my daughter Louisa, each saying that I give you, each truth, each manifestation, each promise that I give to you, each work, each sacrifice that is done in my divine will, all of that is to obtain the kingdom of the divine will on earth as it is in heaven now. He says, they are many messengers sent to the celestial fatherland that carry the divine circular, carry this letter that makes it circulate through all the saints, all the angels, and even the sovereign queen and the creator himself, giving to each one the task to prepare the different things that are needed for a kingdom so holy. So Jesus is saying, when people desire to live in the divine will, they're getting everything ready. Everything's being prepared for this kingdom that God wants on earth as it is in heaven, the fulfillment of the Our Father. So he says, so what is needed for this kingdom is that everything be done with decorum, everything be done with decency, everything done with divine nobility. See, we become the true children of God. Adam was clothed in divinity, and when he committed the original sin, he was naked. He lost the clothing of divinity. So what does Our Lady do? Our Lady gives us the scapular to wear. She says, this is the clothing of heaven, and it's to help us want to be reclothed in divinity. The priest at Holy Mass every day puts the drop of water in the chalice and he says, may we share in the divinity of Christ as Christ humbled himself to share in our humanity. So we're going to receive this divine nobility again. We're going to be clothed in divinity again. This is what God promises. So Louisa says this. She says that, so all the inhabitants of the divine fatherland, all the angels, all the saints, Jesus, Mary, the Holy Spirit, our Heavenly Father, with this celestial letter in their hands, they all get down to work of fulfilling their task of preparing each thing assigned to them. So all the angels are assigned to help us get accomplished what God has planned. So we are working with the children of the divine will are working with all the angels, all the saints. They're not distant from us, but they know what it's like to live in the divine will. But they want us humans on earth who haven't died to live in the divine will as they are living in heaven. Jesus says, I want no difference between heaven and earth. So he says that when you pray, when you enter into this gift, the angels and the saints will help you accomplish what they have planned, what God has planned for them to work with us. So they're getting down to work of the fulfillment of their task, preparing each thing that was assigned to them by God from the beginning of time. So he says, so the circular, this letter from earth, echoes in the celestial letter. I mean, heaven and earth move together, occupying themselves with the one purpose of the kingdom of my divine will on earth as it is in heaven, with all that is needed in the natural order. All that is needed is that the celestial court with all that pertains to the supernatural order. So what's happening on earth today, Jesus says, is everything's being prepared. Everything's being done. So God is purifying the church, so there's nothing to worry about. And God is purifying the earth, so there's nothing to worry about. God is in charge. Everything is ready for the kingdom to be established on earth as it is in heaven as soon as everything is completed. So what God is asking us to do is to read, study, put this into practice so that we can begin to live this heaven on earth. That's what God is waiting for. So he says this. He says, it seems that heaven and earth are holding hands to compete with each other to see which one will hasten more to prepare a kingdom so holy. Is it going to be heaven or is it going to be earth? So Jesus says, everybody's working together. Heaven's working together. Earth is working together. So again, our God is asking us to begin to understand that this new era has already begun. So what does he say? He says to us, be peaceful, joyful, and happy. Live heaven on earth now. He says, if you're waiting for heaven, you will wait in purgatory for it. Because you have to be purified. So what God is doing now is he's purifying us. He's helping us leave the things of earth to embrace the things of heaven. So our God loves us very much. He's got great, great plans. And he needs us to cooperate. He needs us to say fiat. So when we're worried, fearful, anxious, complaining, and negative, Jesus says, you are anticipating hell. Because that's what you're living. But if you're peaceful, joyful, and happy, he says, you are anticipating heaven. So God is asking us to enter into this abundant life, to begin to live this life, this true life of heaven, this true life of Jesus, this true life of Mary, which they gave to Louisa. Louisa is the firstborn, the newborn in the divine will. So great things are in store. Great things are happening. And God is asking us, pleading with us to give our fiat so that he can begin this new and abundant life for all the world. Jesus says in volume 24, which you will read shortly after this, that the kingdom will be established on earth as it is in heaven, as if by magic. All of a sudden it will be here. And everyone will say, how did the kingdom come? How did this happen? And Jesus said it happened because of Louisa and the souls linked to Louisa in heaven and on earth. So we want to be linked with Louisa. We want to get close to Louisa. We want to learn what Jesus taught Louisa. We want to put into practice what Jesus taught Louisa. We want to possess this gift. So we'll end there with a prayer, and we'll be back shortly. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa. And we pray that this prayer becomes God's command, that all the little children of the holy divine will become divinely healed in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.